Hello, it is the 20th of May, 2019. We have the Knight of Swords and the Lovers and the Ten of Coins all reversed. How was that moon, by the way, if you got to see it? It was so nice out here. So much potential. It's sad. It's ugly. It's almost tragic. How Shakespearean. In the center today is the Lovers, number 6 of the Major Arcana, the card of major life choices. On the old card, a man must choose between two women, usually with an angel or cherub hovering overhead, bow and arrow in hand, ready to shoot the lucky winner in the heart, I think, implying that if we can't decide, someone or something will decide for us. The cards in the reverse basically say that the energies these cards want to bring to the table are present but blocked. Our assignment, should we choose to accept it, is to ID the blockages or interferences and calibrate. In the Past, by Felicia, is a card of fire and air, the hot-headed and out-of-control Knight of Swords in the reverse, Aries, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and Mars. This is hot air blowing like an ill wind in all directions. Californians are pretty familiar with the devastating, destructive power of fire and wind. This is that in human form, scattered, irresponsible, and probably causing more collateral damage than they may even realize. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. They probably do and just don't care or even look back. Impatience, indulgence, and lack of self-discipline, whoever this is, and of course it may be us, they are facing left, and in the reverse, doesn't seem to have a future-minded bone in his body. In the reverse, his or her sword is dull. It's been well used. There could have, and probably has been, a lot of opposition, criticism, and dragons to slay, real or imagined. In the future is the Ten of Coins or Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, Aquarius, Uranus, Sun. It's all about money, but more than that, legacy, inheritance, basically the sum total of what you've done here. Excuse me, horsey. Princess shitting horse. Oh, sorry. This is the maximum of the suit of money and property, but also family and inheritance. This card, number 10 and 1, should be a successful harvest, the end of a cycle, the sum total of your life. But in the reverse, for some reason, this is being denied to us, and I'd like to speak to that knight about it before he takes off. I think he knows something about it, and he or she is not telling. This is talking about a partnership and commitment, whether in the past or presently being considered, romantic or otherwise. There was, or is, a lot on the line here. A partnership may not have paid off in the way that it was that you thought it would, or it will not pay off in the way you hope it will. In the case of the former, this could be some sneaky legal shit. One partner wasn't or isn't being entirely honest. Past partnership agreements all need re-examining, and or a current marriage or partnership being considered may be distressingly expensive. This could be legal action regarding money or property or wages or payments you are owed. It's probably more than you think. You could have been screwed before and just don't want to be again, which may have you hesitating about going all in. You are justified. You need to take control of your life and not be distracted or swayed by anyone's well-meaning or not suggestions. This is very much a stop, wait, do not act message. A lot of divorce and deceit, and no matter what this choice is, you don't know everything you need to know. Don't lend anyone your ATM card, basically.